Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. When we think about laws and obligations, they can sometimes feel heavy or restrictive. But today, we're going to explore why the debt of love we owe to one another is actually something beautiful and transformative. Today's Bible verses are from Romans chapter 13, verses 8 to 10. Owe nothing to anyone except to love one another, for the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. The commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not kill, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and whatever other commandment there may be, are summed up in this saying, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no evil to the neighbor, hence love is the fulfillment of the law.
Apostle Paul challenges us to see our relationships and responsibilities in a whole new light. When you think about debt, what comes to mind? Usually it's that knot in your stomach when bills are due, or the weight of financial obligations. But there's one debt that's completely different, the debt of love we owe to one another. Unlike financial debts that drain us, this is a debt that fills us up and gives our lives meaning. The Apostle Paul understood this perfectly when he wrote about our ongoing obligation to love one another. He wasn't talking about a burden that weighs us down, but rather a privilege that lifts us up. Think about it. Having the capacity to love others is actually one of the greatest gifts we've been given. It's not something we should view as a heavy responsibility, but as an incredible opportunity to reflect God's character. This kind of love isn't something we can ever fully pay off, and that's actually the beautiful part. It's an endless wellspring that keeps flowing, constantly renewing itself. Each time we choose to love others, we're not depleting our resources. We're actually expanding our capacity to love even more. That's why Paul describes it as an ongoing obligation, not because it's burdensome, but because it's a continuous expression of who we're called to be. When we look at God's commandments, they might seem like a long list of do's and don'ts, but Paul reveals something profound. All these commandments can be distilled into one beautiful principle: love your neighbor as yourself. It's like having a master key that unlocks every door of righteous living. Think about the commandments Paul mentions. Do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not covet. At first glance, these might appear to be separate rules, but when we look closer, we see that they all flow from love. When we truly love others, we naturally respect their marriages, value their lives, honor their possessions, and celebrate their blessings rather than coveting them. Love becomes the filter through which we view all our actions and decisions. It's not just about avoiding harm. It's about actively seeking the good of others. When we embrace this perspective, following God's commandments transforms from a checklist of rules into a natural expression of love in action. This is why Paul could confidently say that love is the fulfillment of the law. Consider how this changes everything instead of asking, what does the law require? We begin asking, what does love require? This shifts our focus from mere compliance to genuine care for others. It moves us from the letter of the law to its spirit, from obligation to inspiration. This is the genius of God's design. All his commands are perfectly fulfilled when we simply choose to love.
The power of love goes far beyond our human comprehension. When we truly grasp what it means to love as Christ loves us, we begin to see transformation not just in our own lives, but in the lives of those around us. This isn't the superficial love we often see portrayed in media or experienced in passing relationships. It's something far deeper and more profound. Think about how love naturally seeks the well-being of others. When we love someone, we want what's best for them, even when it comes at a personal cost to ourselves. We find ourselves willing to sacrifice our time, our resources, and sometimes even our own comfort for the sake of others. This is the kind of love that Jesus demonstrated when he gave his life for us, and it's the kind of love he calls us to show to others. This sacrificial love doesn't calculate returns on investment or keep score of good deeds. It gives freely, forgives readily, and perseveres consistently. When we encounter someone in need, love compels us to act. When we see someone hurting, love moves us to comfort. When we face conflict, love guides us toward reconciliation rather than retaliation. The transformative nature of Christian love reshapes our priorities and perspectives. It challenges our natural tendencies towards self-preservation and self-interest, instead of asking, "What's in it for me?" Love prompts us to ask, "How can I serve?" This is what makes Christian love so radical and so powerful. It completely reorients our focus from ourselves to others, just as Christ did for us. As we continue on our faith journey, we must recognize that growing in love is a lifelong process. Just like a garden needs constant tending, our capacity to love requires regular nurturing and intentional development. Each day presents new opportunities to stretch our hearts and expand our understanding of what it means to love like Christ. In our modern world, showing Christ-like love might mean checking on an elderly neighbor during a heat wave or supporting a colleague who's struggling with mental health. It could be as simple as truly listening to someone who holds different views than we do, or as challenging as forgiving someone who has deeply hurt us. These everyday moments are where love is tested and strengthened. Let's be honest, loving others isn't always easy. Sometimes people are difficult, circumstances are messy, and our own hearts can be reluctant. But this is precisely why we need to view love as a spiritual discipline, something we practice and develop over time. When we encounter situations that challenge our ability to love, these become opportunities for growth rather than obstacles to avoid. Consider how you might intentionally practice love in your daily life. Perhaps it means being more patient in traffic, showing kindness to the stressed-out cashier at the grocery store, or extending grace to family members who test your patience. These small acts of love, when done consistently and with genuine care, create ripples of change that extend far beyond our immediate circle. Remember, we're not striving for perfection in our love, but for progress. Each step forward, each choice to love when it's difficult, draws us closer to reflecting the heart of Christ. And as we grow in love, we become living testimonies to the transformative power of God's love in our world. As we wrap up today's reflection, let's embrace this beautiful truth. The debt of love we owe to one another isn't a burden that weighs us down, but rather a privilege that lifts us up. It's an invitation to participate in God's ongoing work of transformation in our world. Think about it. Every time we choose love, we're not just fulfilling a command, we're becoming more like Christ. Every act of kindness, every moment of patience, every decision to forgive, these are the building blocks of a more loving world. When we truly grasp this, our perspective shifts from seeing love as an obligation to recognizing it as the most powerful force for positive change in our lives and communities.
Let's close with a prayer, Heavenly Father. Thank you for the incredible gift of love that you pour into our lives. Help us to see the debt of love not as a burden, but as a privilege and opportunity to reflect your heart. Teach us to love as Christ loves, freely, sacrificially, and with genuine care for others. May our actions and decisions flow from this love, fulfilling your commandments and bringing transformation to the lives of those around us. Strengthen us to choose love, even when it's difficult, and guide us to be vessels of your grace and kindness every day. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Friends, let's go forward from here with renewed commitment to this sacred calling. Choose love in the small moments and the big ones. Let it guide your actions, shape your responses, and transform your relationships. Remember, we're not just loving for love's sake. We're participating in the fulfillment of God's perfect law, one act of love at a time. Together, we can be the change our world so desperately needs simply by embracing this beautiful debt of love. Until next time, goodbye, and God bless you all.